All right, thanks so much. We, after talking with Anilo, we said, look, told about it every team, every day. That's what we do at Mile High Sports. We have an opportunity to talk about the Avalanche. We go to our friend Arif Dean, of course, host of the Ringside with Arif Dean podcast. The Avs get another win on the road, 6-2 over the Penguins. Mikko Rantanen with a hattie, 2 assists, moves up to tied for 4th in the league in points. Nathan MacKinnon, just handing out helpers left and right. A goal, 4 assists, 46 points, lead the NHL. These guys now both in the top 4, and of course they've made a couple of big time trades. But Arif, first, thanks for joining us, and let's just start with the obvious one. As the Avs have been trying to get footing, trying to get healthy, dealing with injuries all year, they find a way to go 4-1 on an important road trip and get themselves back into the playoff discussion in the West.
Yeah, and to me, it's a tale of two parts to the road trip. I covered that game in Detroit, and by that point, it was 1-1. They had beaten Buffalo, they had lost to Carolina, but the reality of the Buffalo game is they went down 4-0. Like, they had to pull a miraculous comeback that they've done like 5 times in 29 years just to get 2 points out of that one. They were the better team; they just didn't have the goaltending. And then in Carolina, they were not the better team, not even by a long shot. So it was kind of, they were at a crossroads. How is this Detroit team, this Detroit game going to go? Because that's a team that's won 3 of their last 10. It's a team that's struggling. That's a team that doesn't have healthy goaltending. So it was a crucial part of the trip. They went into Detroit. They won only 2-1, but they shut them down. I remember there was like a stretch of 10 or 12 minutes in the second period where Detroit was a better team, but it wasn't that bad. It wasn't that dangerous. It ended up being Georgiev's last game with the Avs. And then Colorado completely masterclass shut him down in the third period. It was very, to me, reminiscent of the game 6 of the Stanley Cup final where Tampa Bay just had nothing. So that's what they did in Detroit. Then they go to New Jersey, they get a shutout. Then they go into Pittsburgh, they smoke them 6-2. So suddenly what looked like a road trip that could be disastrous ended up being, as I wrote in my post gamer this morning for Colorado Hockey Now, the vibes are immaculate. They're coming out of this 5-game road trip with 4 wins. They erased a 4-0 deficit. They got a good shutout performance out of Wedgwood. They got another good performance out of Wedgwood. And that's the guy that's supposed to be the backup because the new starter is on the way to Denver in Mackenzie Blackwood, who they acquired in the middle of all of this.
To Blackwood in a moment, but I also want to look. We talked about MacKinnon and Rantanen, of course, but let's save a little credit for Valeri Nichushkin with a goal last night. Nichushkin, obviously on a roll, points in his last 4 games, back to the goal scoring type of impact that we saw right up until the fact that he couldn't play anymore in the playoffs. Are you a little surprised by how quickly Nichushkin has gotten back in the groove and how impactful he's been to the Avs offense?
I wouldn't say surprised just because it's been, at this point, it's been 13 games. I remember last year, and I'm going to pull up this number while we are chatting here, but when he came back on March 8th, he had taken like 2 months off. It was from January 10th to March 8th. He had taken like 2 months off, and he instantly had 3 goals and 2 assists in his first 3 games. He scored in all 3 of those first games that he came back. It was lined up with when the Avalanche traded for Mittelstadt too, and they both entered the lineup at the same time. But he tends to come back and make an impact really quickly. I mean, he broke his foot in the Stanley Cup final. He had a broken foot at the parade in 2022. And then he started the season, if you guys remember, with when Georgiev came in and that first year when the Avalanche were solid right off the bat, he had 7 goals and 5 assists in his first 7 games of the season, coming off what everybody called was the best player of the 2022 Stanley Cup final in Valeri Nichushkin. So he's got a history of missing time, obviously, for a player assistance program. Obviously the 2022 one was a foot injury, but he's got a history of missing time, coming back and making an impact. So for me, 13 games, I think what Jared Bednar did was great in the sense where he still eased him in despite him being who he is. And then we saw flashes of it here and there. You know, he had that Vegas game where he had the only goal and the shootout goal. And, you know, that was 2 weeks ago now. So he's slowly making his way back. And these last 3 games, starting from the Detroit game, he's been I don't want to say the best player. MacKinnon put up 5 points in one night. So did Mikko with a hat trick, but he's been the guy that we expect him to be. And again, the vibes are immaculate. Val's back. Devon Taves is putting up points. Rantanen's got a hat trick. MacKinnon's scoring still. He's leading the league in points. And they got 2 new goalies, and one of them's already played 4 games and won 3 of them and has a 950 save percentage or whatever.
Yeah, two new goalies. I mean, the Avalanche here are, you know, 30 games into the season, give up on both the goaltenders they came into the season with. That is unusual. But
yeah,
well, when we look at Mackenzie Blackwood, a guy that, you know, when I mentioned this, when the trade happened that day and said that he's basically been a career backup, there were some offended Sharks fans that noticed that, of course, this year he's been their starter, but he's only played more than, he's only started more than half a team's game in a season only one time prior to this year. But I remember about a year ago, October 14th of last year, the Avs beat the Sharks their second game of the season in a shootout win over the Sharks. And that's when I really noticed Mackenzie Blackwood, who had 51 saves on 52 shots and lost in the shootout. A big body, a guy that certainly has some athleticism, is still relatively young at the age of 28 for goaltenders. And he is a free agent after the year. So you're looking at a contract year. Wedgwood is as well. For the Avalanche, before we get into Blackwood in particular, how unusual is it for a team this early to jettison both of their goaltenders, basically in an admission that whatever they were trying wasn't working?
If you're wondering how unusual it is very unusual because it is the first time it's ever happened in history. The last time, so this is the first time that before Christmas, both NHL starting goalies were traded. Both starting goalies were traded before Christmas. The only other time in the last decade that the two goalies that started for a team on opening night were traded, not by Christmas, but by the end of the trade deadline, by the end of the regular season, was the 2015 Buffalo Sabres with Michael Neuwirth and Jonas Enroth, in a season where they were tanking so hard for Connor McDavid that every single time a goalie went on a 2 or 3 game winning streak, they traded him. So that's the only other time it's happened. The Avalanche right now are at the bottom of the league. They're like number... It's crazy. And they're at the bottom of the league right now. They've let in, what is it, 3 goals in the last 3 games, one against Detroit, nothing against New Jersey, and 2 against Pittsburgh while scoring 12 goals. Like their defense has picked it up. But it's ultimately the goaltending that has also made those saves. It's something that they haven't really had all season. Georgiev and Anunin, out of 52 goalies, are ranked 50th and 52nd. In save percentage. Like, they were not making the stops. It's been since training camp with Georgiev. I think it only took, I have to find the article because I want to tweet it, because for once in my life, I made a prediction and I was right about it. You know, I'm going to ignore the 25,000 other ones that I made that weren't.
Do it long enough, you'll get them, I promise.
Literally, that's what it is. And I said, you know, the season started October 9. They got their new goalies on December 9, the second one, Blackwood. It took 2 months, but it had to be October 14, 15, or 16, where I wrote something on ColoradoHockeyNow.com where I said that this is a prediction that I can't believe I'm sharing publicly because I'm going to get dunked on, but I believe that by the end of the trade deadline, the Avalanche are going to have 2 goalies in the crease that are not named Anunin and Georgiev, and it took 2 months.
The pick to surrender Kovalenko, obviously somewhat of a price to give up, but I mean, I quite frankly think if Blackwood can be the kind of player that a lot of people feel he's been on the cusp of, big body, right? Reminds me a little bit of Darcy Kemper, not a hyper athletic guy, but certainly athletic enough, but that big frame. And the idea behind it is the Avs want a Stanley Cup with Kemper in the net. The idea is, at least if you can be consistent, prior to this trade, the Avs were in the top 10 in shots allowed and scoring chances per 60 minutes. So they weren't allowing that many scoring chances, but you went over the save percentages. They were atrocious. So as long as the save percentage is decent and the Avs defense continues to limit scoring chances, all of a sudden you go from, you know, a win rate of, let's say you're winning, you know, 60% of the games, all of a sudden you're maybe winning 64-65%. And over the course of the season, that can be an 85-point season becoming a 91-point season. And all of a sudden, that makes a big difference. So it's not as if Blackwood and Wedgwood have to set the world on fire. They just actually have to be steady and consistent in net, which is what the Avs weren't getting out of either Georgiev or Anunin.
Yeah, 100%. And we're already seeing Scott Wedgwood give more than what you expect. Like I said, he's won 3 of 4 games. I wrote about this morning. He's won 3 of 4 games. He's given up 6 goals in 4 games, which is what, 1 goal more than Alex Georgiev gave up on opening night in 40 minutes before he got pulled. So Georgiev's first 2 periods of the season, he let in 5 goals. And this guy's at 6 in 4 games, and he's won 3 of them. I think the thing with Mackenzie Blackwood, like you said, he's got a big frame. He's got that potential. He's very Casey Middlestad-esque to me. So the number one, so the thing about Mackenzie Blackwood is, and I think you were off on your numbers a little bit, probably because of COVID and those seasons and how confusing it is. But you know, he comes in the 2019 season. He has like a 23, 24 game stint, and he has a 918 save percentage. Mm-hmm. And then he's the clear cut starter both in 2020 and in 2021 for the Devils with a 915 and a 902 save percentage. So he's been a great goalie. He was a great goalie for those first three seasons. And I remember, so the part that I was referencing in 2021, he played 35 games. That's technically more than half because that was the 56 game season. So he was the starter, and it was the same thing the year before. Then he has two bad years, the cup year for the Avs and the 2023 season. That's when the Devils went out and got Vanecek. They tried this tandem thing. Blackwood had injuries. Then they called up Akira Schmid because they were desperate. Like, he had two bad seasons there after three strong years. Gets traded to San Jose, where, you know, obviously San Jose is what it is. Last season's his first year. We all saw how he played against the Avs for a team that finished last in the NHL. And then this year he's with San Jose again. So he's been around now. This is his sixth season in the NHL. Seventh season in the NHL. And five of them have been pretty good. Like, he's a good player. And it reminds me of Casey Mittelstadt in the sense where Colorado got this established centerman who puts up points, puts up numbers, just like Blackwood does. Does Blackwood put up, you know, 60-point forward numbers? Not necessarily. It's a little behind. But again, you're playing on teams that mostly miss the playoffs, or when they make the playoffs, you're injured. He's got a lot of potential. He's young, you know, for a goalie standard. 28 is young. He's at that age and at that time of his career where he's ready to take that next step, and he's finally playing for a cup-contending team, and he's got zero playoff experience.
Yeah, I think
that's to me... It's Casey Mittelstadt as can be. The Avalanche said, we're not going to go out and trade for, you know, they went out and got Ryan Johansson. Maybe they would have thought about getting John Gibson. And John Gibson reminds me of Ryan Johansson. 5-6 years ago, he used to be great. He may or may not be great anymore. We don't know. The reality is Gibson is probably better now than Johansson was last year. But it kind of reminds me that the Avalanche said, no, we don't care. We'll get a guy with zero playoff experience like Casey Mittelstadt. We'll stick him with Drouin and Nichushkin, and everybody will sit there and doubt it. There was a lot of national media pundits that talked about Mittelstadt just not being a guy built for the playoffs. He doesn't hit. Yeah. He doesn't take contact. And then I saw him in the postseason, and I was pleasantly surprised. And this is exactly what they're going for. I love the quote from Chris McFarland, because this is only the second time I've heard him say it, where he said, when I went out and got Mackenzie Blackwood, I'd be lying to you if I said I got this goalie to play for us for 4 months. He's a pending UFA. He's basically saying, this is a guy that we're getting to re-sign. And last year when he went out and traded, not even a year ago, 8 months ago, when he went out and traded for Casey Mittelstadt, even though that was an RFA, somebody asked him about contract extension talks and if that's something on his mind. He said, I'd be lying to you if I went out and traded for this guy without knowing what he wants for us to lock him up. He's no longer interested in the Ryan Johansson stopgap. He's no longer interested in the, you know, let's go out and let's get Marc-Andre Fleury for a season or Jake Allen for, like, he doesn't want to do any of that. He's looking for his Casey Mittelstadt, the guy that since Kadri left, we said this team has second line center issues. And then he got Mittelstadt, and we no longer talk about that. He's done talking about the goaltending. He wants to get a guy in Blackwood that he hopes has a good playoffs. He re-signs him and he just becomes the guy. This is a guy that up until 2 years ago, about 24, 30 months ago, was supposed to be the next best thing for Canadian goaltending. And between now and February of 2026, might end up on the Olympic team, because Aiden Hill, Jordan Binnington, and Sam Montembeault is nothing that's guaranteed. Like, this could be exactly what the Avalanche need, exactly what Mackenzie Blackwood needs, and they could have that marriage for him to be part of the MacKinnon, Rantanen, and Makar core for the next 5-10 years.
Yeah, it's really about fit. And I'm glad you brought up the COVID numbers. You're correct. But the other challenge there when you're a young player and there's talent is he's in his seventh season. He's on his third team, even though he has been an effective starter at times. So you really hope that this is fit. And here's one of the reasons that it looks good. And this would be the last one for you, I guess, because we know that Mackenzie Blackwood's 9-11 save percentage is tied for 14th in the league. You think, okay, well, that's rather middling. And that's true. But he's faced 583 shots.
Crazy.
That's the seventh most. And that leads to the three goals against, right? So all of a sudden, if you're reducing the scoring chances and reducing the shots, which, you know, the Avs are top 10 in and the Sharks are bottom 10 in, now all of a sudden, even if he plays at the exact same caliber of plays played with the Sharks, the performance, the goals against will be vastly better against the Avs simply because the Avs system, the fit is better for what Blackwood does.
100%. That's exactly the kind of thing we saw with Scott Wedgwood this year as well. He was struggling in Nashville on a team that just couldn't find their way, coming off a couple of seasons in Dallas where he was a pretty good backup. And here he is now, once again, being a pretty good backup. Like, I saw there was a comment on my post gamer yesterday about someone talking about, for example, how Wedgwood let in 2 goals on the first 14 shots in the first 2 periods. And they said, if that was Georgiev, we'd all be, you know, snapping at him and saying he's struggling and he's doing this and he's doing that. The difference is he only faced 14 shots in 2 periods because the Avalanche only gave up 14 shots. But then in the third period where Pittsburgh came out strong and put on 11 shots, how many did he let in? Zero.
Right.
That's what you need out of Mackenzie Blackwood. His save percentage might take a dip at times, because if you face 19 shots because the Avalanche are stingy defensively and you let in 2 goals, that's an 890 save percentage. If not less. So
they have with the core that they have, generally 4 goals a game on average or close to it. And if they continue to do that, then all of a sudden that's okay.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. This is a team that couldn't get a save, and that's why they gave up a lot of goals and now they're getting saves. This is a team that, despite the injuries, is still at the top of the NHL, among the top of the NHL in the standings for most goals and goals per game. So everything is leaning, again, vibes. The vibes are immaculate. Why? Everything that I just said, combined with the fact that the Avalanche have won 3 of their last 4, or what is it? Sorry, 4 of their last 5. The last 3 games, they've only given up 3 goals. They finally have a shutout under their belt. They finally have a strong 6-2 win under their belt. They have a little bit of a winning streak. Val Nichushkin's going. Like, everything is steering towards, this is where they string off 9 of the next 10 games as victories. This is where they start to separate from the bubble and start to make themselves assert themselves back with the best teams in the league.
A little more health and things might go right. They might get Blackwood tomorrow when the Avs take on Utah. It'll be the second night of a back-to-back for Utah. Could be Blackwood's debut. Arif Dean, of course, from Colorado Hockey Now and the host of Ringside with Arif Dean, that podcast. Make sure you check it out. Arif, great to talk to you about it. It's nice to actually see the Avs be really aggressive, go ahead and maximize their core, do everything they can to open up that Stanley Cup championship window. We'll see if it worked out. Thanks for the insights.
Yeah, of course. And my favorite thing, the last thing I want to mention, Chris McFarland was asked if the team looks good to him now, and he said not quite. So there's probably more coming between now and March. So this is an aggressive team. This is an aggressive GM. We saw it at the deadline. We just saw it. We're probably going to see it again in March.
The Avs, of course, with a little bit of cap flexibility to play with, and yeah, they can maximize that as best as they can. Arif, thanks so much.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you.